Yeah, you know, obviously I won't divulge everything I said to him, but really just kind of in a nutshell, is just to get away, enjoy their families, enjoy the time off, you know, kind of rejuvenate the batteries a little bit, recharge, and come ready for a tough physical training camp.
After your first OTA mini camp as a head coach and the minor distractions you had with Bradford and Cox's pros, how would you assess how you got through all that?
One day at a time, you know, honestly. I didn't necessarily worry myself too much about those situations. Again, it goes back to just the way the offseason is set up, and the fact that the entire program outside of these last 4 days is a voluntary, you know, program. And I got to worry about the guys that are here during those times and focus on those guys. And I think at the end of the day, we're just very fortunate that everybody's here this week and getting through this this off season and getting ready for camp.
What do you know about the team that you didn't know before this process began?
It's a very smart football team, meaning they've picked up the schemes extremely well. This is a group that also has some tremendous leaders on the football team, guys that I've seen sort of from afar kind of taking charge at their position groups. And, you know, another thing is they've bought into the things that I've talked to them about, and that's encouraging. The thing that you know, I can trust them, they can trust me, and that's the bottom line in this deal. And you know, we come to work every day ready to go, and looking forward to camp.
Drafted and undrafted, has anyone in particular stood out aside from Carson, of course?
You know, the thing with, and the reason I hesitate, because I think of rookies. I mean, these guys come in here, they don't need necessarily to prove themselves, and that's kind of been my message to them, that they're learning. I think of guys like Jalen Mills, Blake Countess in the back end. I think of, you know, I wish Isaac could have been here the entire spring. I think more about him probably than I do the guys that are here. You know, I like what I've seen from Wendell Smallwood, you know, draft pick. Some of the young receivers have put themselves in a position to not only to compete, you know, for roster spots, but just to show not only us, and my message to these guys too, to the young players, is that special teams becomes a big part of their success, especially early on in their careers, and how they can make a roster on special teams, and the fact that they're not only auditioning for our team, but there's 31 other teams that they audition for. And these guys have done a great job. They still have a couple of weeks left of work, but you know, they've done a good job. Jalen? Yeah. You know what? I love his competitiveness. I love his the aggression that he has playing that position, and he doesn't back down from any of our veteran receivers or a tight end or, you know, any of the guys that you normally might see on a normal basis might do that. He's challenging guys. He's great quickness, transition in and out of breaks. Smart kid. Eager to learn. Those are things that really have stood out with me.
You mentioned special teams. Where do things stand between Sturgis and Parkey?
Again, that's a great great battle going on right there. We know Cody. You know, Cody's coming off of the injury, you know, from last year, and he's still working himself back into shape, so to speak. But it's going to be a great competition going into camp. You know, not making any decisions today on that spot, but I like what I've seen out of both of them.
Doug, there's a lot of competition at quarterback, obviously. Have you seen any separation from anybody at that spot?
Well, outside of your, you know, Leotis McKelvin, Ron Brooks, you know, guys that we've brought in here to help that position out. I think that. Even our young guy, you know, Eric Rowe's in there learning, You got Jalen out there, as I mentioned before. Leotis has probably been the guy that's really stood out the most, you know, to me. I mean, he's a guy that it seems like he's making plays quite a bit, knocking, you know, PBUs and getting his hands on balls and doing the things that you expect from a veteran corner. Smart guy, very athletic, and excited for the upcoming season with him.
The fact that Nolan Carroll was able to participate in team drills yesterday, how much like of a confidence boost do you think that is for him, knowing that, you know, he's pretty much all the way back heading into training camp?
Yeah, it's a tremendous boost for him mentally. It's great to see him back out there and compete and get a few reps on the field and just get a, you know, for him, more than anything, it's just the confidence level now of just being out there and trusting, you know, trusting the injury and pushing it to the fullest. And great to see him. Great to see him back in that role.
Brett Celek is entering his 10th season as a player in the NFL. He's a former fifth round pick from Cincinnati, and now, you know, various coaches, various quarterbacks, and he's still here. Can you speak a little bit, as somebody that's been around the league as long as you have, to the accomplishment of that and playing in it, and what you, from being around, of what's made him effective?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing with Brent is he's basically a pro's pro. I mean, that guy comes to work every day. He's a sharp kid. He knows how to get himself physically ready for the next season. Tough kid, smart, has battled through his, you know, his injury streak as well, you know, through the course of his season or his years. But a guy that, you know, when I was here before, really someone you can trust, you know, on offense and really kind of put a load on him, you know, at the tight end position. And he's learned the position. He's learned how to run routes, compete, man coverage, zone coverage. He's very smart, and it just comes with experience. It comes with playing a ton of games and you know, a guy that I look forward to, you know, counting on this season.
Isaac, how far behind is he right now?
Who's that?
Isaac. And how long will it take him to catch up once you start training camp?
Yeah, one of the things that we can do in the off season, this time of year with our young players that aren't here, is we can Skype with them. And so Coach Stoutland has had the opportunity to Skype and spend a lot of time, plus with the iCloud and things now, that he's able to watch some practice tape and look at some things that way and go over some, you know, some of the detail stuff. The biggest thing is just missing the reps. Physically being out there on the field. It's one thing to do it in the classroom. It's another thing to take it to the field and execute the same thing when bodies are flying around. So that part's valuable, you know, and he's missed. Obviously he's missed that, but sharp kid. I don't think he's going to have any trouble once he gets into rookie camp to really show us what he can do.
Where will you have him working when he does get in?
Isaac?
Yeah.
Left guard. Yeah, left guard.
Graduation, should that be changed?
Yeah, it's funny because I was just thinking about that this morning. I guess my feeling on it is that, you know, these guys are, once their college football season's over, whatever their academic status is at the time, most of them are training for the, you know, the combine, pro days, probably not in school at the time. They've declared for the NFL draft. You know, and I think it's an ongoing discussion, obviously, with the PA and the league. But you know, I wish we could have them here. But you know, we got to abide by the rules, and we'll coach them up as fast as we can.
Sam said that he gained a lot of respect for you because of the way you handled this off-season situation. What does that mean to you, coming from your starting quarterback, in terms of building that relationship?
It means that, and this goes, it's a two-way street. The trust factor is there. And that's what you want to see with your starting quarterback, with a guy that, you know, has said that, you know, took some time away to evaluate the situation, and then to come back and go, hey, you know what, maybe it's okay. Maybe we're going to be all right. And, you know, for him to do that and then to come back and to trust me that way, and because one of the things that I've told you guys, I've told the team, even from day one, is to be open and transparent. And I'm going to do that with any player and to let them know where they stand and where I stand on issues. And it's great that he has done as well as he's done, and he's put himself in a great position now going into training camp.
I've been on this team since early April. You have things rolling, and now you have to shut it down for 6 or 7 weeks. So, prefer to keep going, or are you happy with this break coming?
I like the break, too. I mean, you know, we spend a lot of hours here as coaches in the off season, and really this spring, you know, putting our philosophy together and putting our plan offensively, defensively, special teams together, and you get to this time of year where, you know, now it's time to spend these next couple of weeks with your family and again get away from it, get away from the players, recharge the batteries, and come back fresh and ready to go, you know, on July 24.
How do you fix all the drops that you guys have had?
Say that.
As far as training camp, what's the benefit of having the rookies and those quarterbacks here for the game?
Well, you know, the benefit, particularly for the quarterbacks, it gets them lathered up for 3 days going into camp. For us as coaches, the benefit is we're back into football mode. And you're off for 6 weeks and your mind kind of gets away from football. And this really gives us as coaches a chance to kind of dive back into the X's and O's of it. And our minds and bodies are fresh when the vets report. And then it's a chance to really focus one-on-one with the young players, give them another 3 days to learn the offense and to coach them specifically. Because, as you know, once the vets get here, their reps decrease just a little bit. And they don't get as much time, so it's good from that standpoint.
Coach, how can you fix the drops? There were a lot last season. I know you weren't here for that, but during these OTAs, during training camp, the receivers have talked about they have to be better. What can you do as a coach to get them in better position to make those catches and finish those plays?
Yeah, the biggest thing, and really, you know, it's an individual thing that they can continue to work on, but. If I don't help them in a way of, you know, I set jugs machines up and tennis ball machines up after practice where I make all the skill guys, receivers, DBs, tight ends, running backs, anybody that's going to touch the football, go over and linebackers, go over and catch off the jugs and not just standing in front of the machine and just catch. That's the easy one. Make it the tough catch and just focus on that and just do it day in and day out. We'll continue that through training camp. And I think you just have to continue to make a conscious effort of that. You know, you go through a season where you're going to have drops, obviously, and there's peaks and there's valleys. You try to minimize all that, but the more we can expose them to touches, we'll eliminate the drops.
Doug, when you had to go to Carson and correct him on something, whether it be footwork, what he's throwing in, a read, et cetera, what kind of response has he had to constructive criticism?
Oh, he's been like a sponge that way. I mean, he really does want to learn. And you know, one thing with Carson is he's seeing the field extremely well. He's doing things out there that you might not see watching practice that we see watching practice from a communication standpoint with the offensive line, protections, subtle changes with routes, things that he sees that – most people won't, and most young quarterbacks don't at this, you know, where we are in the off season. But he's absorbing everything. He's learning. He wants to get better. And you know, those are the things. And when you talk to him, he listens and makes the correction the next time he's out there.
You know, why before you have to put together the 53 man, but while you're watching practices in the spring, do you start to like formulate it in your mind a little bit?
I think you have an idea, you know, in the off season. You obviously know what you had coming back from last year, and of course your roster makeup and chemistry changes every year. It's a new team, regardless of new coaching staff or not. I mean, next year will be a new team as well. So, you begin to kind of go, okay, pencil in guys here and there, and try to figure that out. And that's the beauty of, I think, having 90 guys in camp. Is the fact that you get to see the competition at every position, at every level, to really make the best. And we're deep at a lot of spots too now. Offensive line is one that's extremely deep, and you know it's going to be tough to make some decisions there. But that's the beauty of what we have, is being able to see these guys compete and play on a daily basis, and then formulate those opinions as we go.
As far as numbers go, do you have kind of a set idea of X amount of defensive backs, X amount of, you know, offensive line?
You have a rough idea, and Howie and I, we continue to meet on those And again, as you know, once you get to the regular season and the way games are played, you know, you want to make sure you're covered in all areas. But you go in having a general idea of how many you want at each spot.
What have you learned about the how far along Carson is on the sort of developmental scale in terms of what it takes to be a competent NFL quarterback? What have you been able to gauge since working with him?
You know, he's right on track where he needs to be. You know, we get into camp now, and his maturity. The thing is, too, now from today to when they report in July, is how much retention that these players will keep. You know, he's one that's going to continue to study the entire 6 weeks. He's not taking this time off. He's going to continue to learn and grow with the system. But he's definitely in a good position going forward, so that when he comes back, there shouldn't be any glitches with him executing, calling, and running the offense.
How frequently do you have a meeting? What's the communication
been? The communication's been great. I mean, we talk every single day. He and I are still constantly going to talk. We've set up opportunities in the next couple of weeks to still visit and communicate on the team and. You know, what we're doing there. So the communication, I've been very pleased, very happy with where we're at and working with the personnel department.
When I finally come to the training camp, do you think he'll be the primary guy competing with Allen for the start of the
season? You know, I wouldn't say he'd be the primary guy because we've got several guys. I mean, Wisniewski's in that group. And, you know, I mean, there's several guys that we can roll. And one thing about Alan Barbery, too. I mean, he's a guy that can also play tackle for you, and he can be a swing guy. I mean, that's the beauty of where we're at right now with the offensive line is the fact that we got some guys that can play some multiple spots. But, you know, just getting him enough reps at all those positions will be the key in training camp.
Two more questions, guys.
Yeah, he injured his thumb. Actually had to put a pin in his thumb. But he'll be okay, ready for camp.
The quarterbacks, receivers, and tight ends, a lot of them said they were going to get together over this break here and work out and train together to have a better relationship as they're all learning. How beneficial do you think that is for these guys to go outside the program for a second on their off time and get together and work out?
I think it's great. It just, you know, it's that bond you want with your team. You know, you want your leaders to spend time together. You want the guys that are going to go to battle every Sunday, you know, to be together. I think it just builds that chemistry and that bond between the players. And it's great to see. It's great to see that your team's coming together that way and they're wanting to do that outside of me sort of making or forcing them to do it, which I would never do. But it's great to see that from your own players. Thanks, guys.